countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, I felt I was being quite energetic going for my cliff walk in Kilkee, but then I heard about Peter Hines. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Marty. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too. You're a dairy farmer. You're not milking at the moment. You're starting your spring calving in 3 weeks' time. And instead of putting your feet up and taking a break, you've set yourself a mega challenge. Tell me what you're up to this month.
Yeah, I think, I suppose, we were all very keen that we would do something positive for our mental well-being in January. So I signed up as team captain for Team Ireland for Run 1000, which is a Five Nations challenge. With farmers from Scotland, England, Wales, Ireland and the rest of the world. And our original goal was to run see which team could run 1,000 miles in January. And there's so many people signed up now that we've added another category to see which team can run the most miles in January. And we're doing it all for charities. So there's five different charities around the world being looked after with it, and it's something very positive that we could do and motivate each other. And I suppose in the middle of a pandemic when we all have to stay apart, we can still all become a part of a team, and we've a Strava team set up and the whole lot, and we're supporting Embrace Farm.
Yeah, tell me about Embrace, because this is the charity that supports farm families after accidents on the farm. If someone listening wants to get involved in running for the cause in January, how do they get involved?
So we have a Just Giving page. It's floating about on social media there at the moment, and all the funds from that go directly to Embrace Farm. I think it's about €2,200 raised now, and then they will automatically get a Strava link inviting them to join the Strava team. And the good news for you, Marty, is you can actually walk it as well. So we would hope that we'd have a Marty party signed up to Team Ireland. We've the 32 counties. We've actually united the 32 counties for Ireland for Run 1000. And we've some great walkers and runners up in Northern Ireland. So I think it's something all the family can do. My 7-year-old has a Strava app on her phone, and she went out and did 2.5 kilometres yesterday with her mum Paula, and I know there's so many more out there. We've some hugely competitive runners in it, and that'll really rack up the miles for us. But likewise, some people might want to walk or run a mile a day, and every mile counts for the team. And I think that's what it's all about, is including everybody and all doing something positive together.
Well, Peter, since you've put me on the spot live on air, let me say I will respond by doing my walk or my skip or my run for Embrace, because it's a very, very worthy cause. And you've the whole family involved. Your wife, Paula, and children are all participating.
Yeah, the three girls are walking every day as well. So we have Becky and Chloe and Georgina. They're keen to walk every day. And I think it was good for them too, knowing that hopefully they'll go back into school in January. And if they're asked what they were doing in the new year when the schools were closed for the extra few days, they can say when they were out walking for as part of a team for mental health and mental well-being. And it's a good message to send to their classmates too. And it's not only farmers that can join up. Anyone can join up this.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can
rack
up the miles for Team Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, well done, Peter. And remember, anybody listening, you can run, walk or skip and add the distance to the national team's total. So it's a real community effort, and every little bit will help along the miles to make that 1,000-mile journey. So well done, Peter. Keep up the running and the walking. You'll be as fit as a fiddle, indeed, by the time those cows start calving in 3 weeks' time.
I'd want to be. It'll be a busy February, but sure. I never ran in my life, but I just felt as team captain that I had to set some bit of a momentum or a gauntlet down. So I'm running 2.5 kilometres at the time at the moment, and I just feel if I take it handy for a couple of weeks, I might be able to get the distance up a little bit further by the end of January and see where I can get to.
And where are you from, Peter?
We're living in a village called Ahala, just 10 miles west of Cork City, so we'd be near Ovens.
Well, if you see a guy running like Speedy Gonzalez in about 3 weeks' time, you know it's going to be Peter Hines after all the training. So if you want to join the effort to get active and raise funds for Embrace, you can do it by going to justgiving.com/fundraising/run1000Ireland. Peter Hines, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks and very much for having me on, Marty, and best wishes, and hope 2021 is a great success for you, and we look forward to seeing your miles rack up on Team Ireland.
No pressure whatsoever.
No, whatsoever.
No problem. I will respond, excuse me, accordingly.